In nearly 40 states across the U.S., the governor or executive branch has sole authority, in many cases, to decide how federal funds can be spent. In Wisconsin, after nearly a century, the Republican legislature tried to use the ballot to change that. Last night, voters weighed in. Here's Sarah Lear of Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison.
On Tuesday, voters rejected a pair of constitutional amendments. They would have required the governor to get the legislature's okay before spending federal money. Republican State Representative Robert Wittke was one of the sponsors who brought those proposals to the ballot. During a legislative hearing, he said it all goes back to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Never before have we seen this much federal money pour into the state.
During that time, Democratic Governor Tony Evers was able to allocate billions of dollars from those aid packages without legislative approval. And Republicans have complained that the process lacked transparency. Eau Claire resident Michael Nervobig disagrees. He voted no on the referendums. Sometimes, he says, money needs to go out, fast.
When you have emergency funding, you don't sit there and debate what to do.
Tuesday's outcome hands a major victory to Evers and the other Democrats who campaigned against the measures. It's unusual for Wisconsin voters to reject proposed constitutional amendments. Over the state's history, nearly three-quarters have passed. The broad coalition opposing the referendums included public health and environmental groups. They argued the changes could have slowed down Wisconsin's ability to distribute aid during an emergency, like a natural disaster or another public health crisis.
These amendments were written to be intentionally confusing.
That's Democratic State Senate candidate Jody Habish-Sinikin during a town hall last week. She accused the Republican-controlled legislature of trying to confuse voters and usurp power by preventing
Governor Evers and future governors from being able to provide help to communities in times of crisis.
At the polls on Tuesday, Madison voter Mary Thayer said she found the ballot language convoluted.
I read it 16 times and I still didn't know what they were trying to say.
Along with a majority of Wisconsin voters, she ultimately voted no. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lear in Madison.